And we move up a notch now to song number 9 by Jerry and the Pacemakers. How do you do it? Jerry and the Pacemakers, another British invasion group. That is a song that the Beatles turned thumbs down after recording a demo. They listened to it and said, no, we don't want to release that one. And then it was passed on to Jerry and the Pacemakers through Brian Epstein, who managed the Beatles, and Jerry and the Pacemakers. And it was the first big hit for Jerry and the Pacemakers. Got as high as number 9. That's where it is on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Beatles are next year on TC. It's on 6 different labels in 1964 on Capitol, VJ, MGM, Swan, Atco, and Tully. And they were at the number 1 spot on the charts for 7 weeks with I Want to Hold Your Hand. When that song dropped off the charts, She Loves You became the number 1 song for 2 weeks. And when She Loves You left the number 1 spot on the chart, Can't Buy Me Love took the number 1 spot. So the Beatles held the number 1 spot for 14 weeks in a row. And then A Hard Day's Night later came along to hold the number 1 spot for 2 weeks. And at the end of 1964, I Feel Fine was a number 1 song. So 5 number 1 songs for the Beatles there in 1964. And here's one of them from the Beatles' first film, A Hard Day's Night. The Beatles' first film, A Hard Day's Night, was called by many critics the best comedy since Groucho Marx. And the Beatles were certainly also the number 1 cause of teenage acne in the 60s. 16 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we've got an extra to our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown by the Jelly Beans. Do you remember? I want to love them so bad. Boom, 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 boom. WWTC playing the Jelly Beans and I Want to Love Him So Bad. It's 119. Song number 7 is next on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. 62 degrees, and we move up to song number 7 on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. The Drifters, Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof.
Drifters had hits, you know, back in the 50s, too, and went through a number of personnel changes. There were actually 3 different groups of the Drifters, and they always maintained that high-quality R&B sound. Under the Boardwalk, number 7 this week, it got as high as number 4. Let's make a quick little correction here. A little correction, actually. It's a kind of a biggie. We, in counting the number ones for the Beatles of 1964, omitted Love Me Do. That's right, we omitted Love Me Do, so that makes for 6 number 1 songs for the Beatles in 1964. And if the gentleman who called to point that out to us will call back here, I'll get you an 8-pack of Coca-Cola. Hey, we're on a stick here now, 125, and moving up to song number 6. The New Beats, making their bread and butter. Beats, earning their bread and butter. A song that was number 9 last week, 23 the week before. It's number 6 this week on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
If we look at the year 1964, it was a good year for rock and roll. Of course, the British invasion held front and center stage, but there were good old American boys on the charts, too. And making a rise with an extra this week was Ronnie Dove. Say You. By Ronnie Dove, an extra through this week's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. We're following the Billboard charts. The Billboard chart for September 5th, 1964. And this chart is available. I got a call a little earlier from a lady who wanted to know where she'd get her hands on a copy of this chart. Bob Bros at Golden Memories in the New Hope Mall. That's at 4211 Winnetka. The number over there is 535-1583. I'll give that to you again before we leave today. Here's song number five. It's Bobby Freeman, Come On In and Swim.
Come on, everybody.
Freeman had his first hit while in high school in San Francisco in 1958, and he's got the number five charter this week. Number five, and that's Come On In and Swim. We got four more to go, and we're still going to give away those tickets to that big oldies show in St. Paul. So keep it right here on WWTC. And we continue our countdown of the top 40 songs of September 5th, 1964. We've worked our way up to song number four, the Dave Clark Five. And because it's the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown.
It's right that I should care about you. Because I love you.
Dave Clark Five, the group that followed the Beatles to the United States. On that British invasion of 1964, Dave Clark, a real interesting fellow. He went to Belmont Technical College, and his first job was a draftsman for a motorcycle company. And he played with the Dave Clark Five when they were in town, and they had a good old time. As a matter of fact, Gregory Dee and Mike Smith ended up playing organ and piano together till about 5 in the morning, and the Dave Clark Five never made their engagement in Iowa the next day. The Dave Clark Five with Because, 7 last week, number 4 this week. Their only number 1 was Over and Over. Let's move up another notch to song number 3. The song that was to become Dean Martin's theme song.
Everybody loves somebody.
Song marked a comeback for Dean Martin. His last number one had been in 1955. Memories Are Made of This. And Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime was a number one song for Dean Martin. It's number 3 this week on the Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. These schoolgirls got their 3 R's, Rats, Roaches, and Rhythm, in Detroit, and ended up signing with Berry Gordy Jr. Their names, Diana Ross, Florence Ballard, and Mary Wilson. The Supremes, song number 2, Where Did Our Love Go? Supremes, one of the groups that helped build Motown into an American music legend there in the 60s. They had songs out as early as 62. Their first biggie was Baby Love in 64. And Where Did Our Love Go was number 1 for 2 weeks. And it was the first of 5 consecutive number ones for the Supremes. And now this TC trivia question for 2 tickets to that big oldie show at the St. Paul Civic Center is, how many number one songs did the Supremes have in the 60s? How many number one songs did the Supremes have in the 1960s? Got a gentleman on the phone here from Brooklyn Park, Don Rucavina. Ran in from the garage. Have you caught your breath yet there, Don?
Oh, almost, BJ. I think I got her back now.
How many number one songs did the Supremes have in the 60s?
They had 12.
12 is absolutely correct. You have 2 tickets for that oldies but goodies show. That, it's called the Salute to Rock and Roll, October 23rd, St. Paul Civic Center. 10 big groups, and we're glad to get those tickets out to you in the mail, Don.
I'm sure looking forward to it, BJ.
Thank you.
Got to find me a date now.
Oh, I'm sure we can get a lot of volunteers here on the phone.
Oh, I don't think I'll have any trouble, really. I was planning on going anyway. Now I can go for nothing. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
Okay, you betcha. Have a good one.
Tickets are at Dayton's, by the way, and they're $10 a piece. Well, the Supremes did have 12 number ones in the 60s. Speaking of number ones, you might be interested to know that the Supremes had 12 number ones. Elvis had 14 number ones. The Beatles had 20 number one records.
If you're looking at top 10 hits, the Supremes had 19. Elvis had 38. The Beatles had 31. Maybe I'll give you those numbers again sometime here. Well, we're up to this week's number one song on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. And it would make sense that in 1964, on this date, it was another British invasion group that held the number one spot. No, it's not the Beatles. It's Eric Burdon and the Animals. Their first hit, their only number one, House of the Rising Sun. For their onstage performances, the Animals featuring Eric Burdon, House of the Rising Sun, a real classic there. It was number one for 3 weeks. The number one song of 1964 was I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. That's today's Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown. Much of the music for the program, the charts, and the research provided by Bob Brose. He works out of Golden Memories. That's in the New Hope Mall, 4211 Winnetka. The phone number over there, you might want to jot this down. You can get copies of those charts. 535-1583. 535-1583. Thanks, Bob. Also working on our show, Mike Ryan and the executive producer, Dick Driscoll. Address your comments on our Coca-Cola Golden Top 40 Countdown to WWTC Radio. The address now, 123 East Grand Street, 123 East Grand Street, Minneapolis 55402.